USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Japanese Prime Minister's office says at least one missile fired from North Korea flew over Japan and is believed to have landed in the Pacific Ocean. Pyongyang fired the ballistic missile, escalating tests of weapons designed to strike key targets and regional American allies amid stalled nuclear diplomacy. It's the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days. It's seen as an apparent response to military drills between the U.S. and South Korea, North Korea viewing such drills as an invasion rehearsal. Ukrainian forces are making big gains in the very areas the Kremlin is trying to absorb. They penetrated Russian defenses in the southern Kherson region. The Ukrainians also consolidated gains in the east and other major battlefields, reestablishing control as Russian President Vladimir Putin is dealing with problems with manpower, weapons, morale, and criticism, foreign and domestic. The advances made by Kyiv are so apparent that a Russian Defense Ministry spokesman had to acknowledge them. Here in the U.S., we're learning that more than 100 people have been reported dead in the wake of Hurricane Ian, the vast majority of them in the state of Florida, where Ian made landfall as a Category 4 storm. President Biden with First Lady Jill Biden began his first surveying of Hurricane Fiona's damage in Puerto Rico. Fiona was a Category 1 storm when it hit the island about a couple of weeks ago. The president vowed that his administration will be with the territory as they rebuild.
We came here in person to show that we're with you. All of America's with you as you receive and recover and rebuild.
13 people were confirmed dead from Fiona by that island's Department of Health. Puerto Rico was still in recovery mode from Hurricane Maria 5 years ago and earthquakes from 2020. Wall Street had its best day since late July, major indexes soaring more than 2%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. He's fighting a defamation suit from Dominion Voting Systems, the makers of machines used to administer elections in several states. The company sued Lindell for $1.3 billion, accusing him of hurting the company's brand by promoting long-debunked claims that it rigged the election in favor of now President Biden. The lawsuit cannot proceed against Lindell. Former President Trump is suing CNN, accusing the cable network of defaming his character. His attorneys claim that CNN sought to use its, quote, massive influence to defame their client for political purposes. Trump is seeking $475 million in punitive damages. No comment from the network on the lawsuit. More than 25,000 refugees were allowed into the U.S. in fiscal 2022. That comprises of only 20% of the refugee spots allocated by the Biden administration. In fact, the U.S. has failed to come close to the ceiling of 125,000 refugees in the 2 fiscal years since President Biden took office. A proposed tax cut for the top earners in the United Kingdom, which sparked turmoil on financial markets, is being dropped. Treasury Chief Kwasi Kwarteng abandoned the idea to scrap the top 45% rate on those making more than £150,000 a year, the amount equal to $167,000 U.S. Kwarteng says that the rest of the tax-cutting stimulus package will be pushed along, though changes are expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.